It's time for Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're going to get an update on federal debates and issues from Congressman Tom McClintock, a Republican who represents District 4, which covers the Motherload region. Congressman McClintock is joining us via telephone. Congressman, thanks so much for coming on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, BJ. Thanks for having me.
You know, I think I'll start first with the Russia-Ukraine conflict. I'm curious your thoughts as a congressman on how everything is playing out.
Well, I think the entire world was inspired and surprised by the ferocity of the Ukrainian defense of their freedom. This has been an extraordinary thing. And they desperately need all of the assistance that we can provide them in terms of arms and ammunition. We need to provide them with whatever they need to continue their fight and do everything we can to cripple Russia's finances. I think the president's right to avoid direct confrontation with Russia, because there are rogue states like China and Iran and North Korea that would just be waiting for the United States to become entangled. But we've got to restore American energy production as a replacement for Russian oil and gas, both here and in Europe. So I think this has been a wake-up call for how vulnerable we've become by hollowing out our economy, debasing our currency, waging war on fossil fuels. I mean, one of the lessons of history is the countries that bankrupt themselves aren't around very long. I was greatly disappointed that the president is taking us in the opposite direction in terms of U.S. energy independence, and I'm particularly concerned about his blocking the transfer of jet fighters from Poland to Ukraine. The Ukrainians desperately need those aircraft, and in addition to that, we have sent several hundred first-class military aircraft in our fleet to the Arizona desert. Why we've not been sending them to vulnerable areas like Ukraine and Taiwan is beyond me, but that needs to change as well.
You mentioned energy. Were you surprised that gas prices here in California have jumped way over $5 a gallon?
Well, no. Again, they've been going up for the past year. We saw a 40% increase in the price of gasoline before Putin invaded, and that is strictly a result of the policies initiated by this administration on the very first day of office. Remember, on Inauguration Day, Joe Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline. That would have been completed by now. It would have been 800,000 barrels of Canadian crude oil a day entering American markets. Now, 800,000 barrels of Canadian crude a day, we were importing 600,000 barrels of Russian petroleum a day. That was tripled over the last year because of the war on fossil fuels that this administration is waging. Under Trump, we were producing about 13 million barrels of American crude oil a day. 13 million. We're down to 11 million now under Biden. And in addition to the canceling the Keystone Pipeline, of course, he canceled on the very first day he took office oil leases and oil exploration on federal lands and production in the Arctic. These all had profound ramifications on the price of petroleum long before Putin invaded. The Putin invasion makes it worse, particularly since we have become so much more dependent on Russian oil and gas in the past year because of this administration's policies.
Given that it's going to go weeks and it's gone weeks with these high gas prices, do you think there's going to be any shift with the administration when it comes to energy?
I think that they are so ideologically blinded by the environmental left and its war on fossil fuels. They've had plenty of opportunities to reverse course on the Keystone Pipeline. They refuse to do so. They have had plenty of opportunities to reverse course on oil and gas development on federal lands. They've refused to do so. This is a leftist administration that is entirely consumed by its religious ferocity when it comes to the environmental radical left.
How about the issue of inflation? What do you feel is kind of the biggest factor with that right now?
Well, it's pretty simple. We've all learned this in Econ 1. What is inflation? It is too many dollars chasing too few goods. What did this administration do? Paid people not to work, suppressed productivity through this avalanche of new regulations that have been promulgated in the last year. Productivity is down. There are 2 million fewer Americans working today than there were before the lockdowns. And at the same time, flooded the economy with dollars with no goods or services to back them up. That is the very definition of inflation. They were warned not just by Republicans. They were warned by prominent Democratic economists, including Larry Summers, that their policies were going to stoke the worst inflation we've seen in our lifetimes, and that's exactly what they've done.
What do you think should be done to reverse course on inflation?
Well, for example, instead of paying people not to work, why don't we start paying people to work by reducing the tax burdens on them so that they will have a greater incentive and be able to earn more by actually going back and doing productive things? It is the increase in productivity that is a very important component of combating inflation. The other really important component is stop flooding the economy with dollars.
You know, looking at the economy in general across the nation, you know, looking out over the next couple of years, what do you anticipate is going to happen?
On the course we're currently on, and given the administration's insistence on keeping the accelerator in terms of federal spending, I think it's going to get considerably worse from here. We're at an 8% inflation rate right now, or just under 7.9% on the Consumer Price Index. What that means is if you earn $50,000 a year, the government just took $4,000 of your earnings for this year. If you managed to put $100,000 towards your retirement, the government just took $8,000 of the purchasing power of what you've just set aside for your retirement. The producer price index this month was over 10%, which means that inflation is going to be getting considerably worse from here. And of course it will, as long as these policies continue. The effect of these policies will continue. And this is something that I think people need to understand. These are not acts of God. These are specific acts of policy emanating from Washington. People ask me all the time, you know, how could this be happening to our country? The answer is, if you voted for the Democrats, this is exactly what you voted for. And if you're surprised by that, you weren't paying very close attention.
Talking to Congressman Tom McClintock on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Next thing I want to ask you about is we are sitting here and talking in March. The summer fire season is fast approaching. Can you tell us a little bit about your legislation you recently announced related to fire suppression in the forest?
Well, I've got a number of bills. One of them I just introduced with Doug LaMalfa, and that requires the Forest Service to stop monitoring fires and put them out as soon as they're discovered. And as I pointed out, if you find a rattlesnake curled up in your bedroom, you're not going to monitor it because it is not doing anything at the moment. You're going to kill it before it does. Well, the Forest Service has got to get back to that 10 a.m. policy that it had until 1972, when, again, radical environmentalism took over these policies and introduced this let-burn policy to the U.S. Forest Service. That's what caused the Tamarack Fire. The Tamarack Fire this last year smoldered on a quarter acre for 12 days while the Forest Service sent helicopters over to take pictures of it every day to put on their Facebook page, but never once dropped a bucket of water on it to put it out. 12 days later, it exploded. It consumed 30,000 acres of land, cost us tens of millions of dollars to combat. That policy has got to end. Fortunately, the Forest Service, after I brought pressure on them, did renounce that policy for this fire season and ordered initial attacks on all fires starting last August. But we need to make that permanent. We need to get back to that 10 a.m. rule. You put a as soon as you discover a fire, you put it out before it can explode out of control.
With that Tamarack fire that you mentioned, did you get any response from the Forest Service as to why they waited on that incident?
Yeah, they said they didn't have resources. Now think about what they're saying here. First of all, they had the resources to fly a helicopter over the fire every day. They just couldn't dump a bucket of water on it. And then once it exploded out of control, they had the resources to devote tens upon tens of millions of dollars of fighting it, of costing people their homes, their livelihoods, threatening people's lives. They had the resources for all that. They didn't have the resources to put it out the moment they discovered it. That's insane.
Not too long ago, the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors passed a measure in support of that concept for immediate suppression in the forest. Are you getting much opposition from others in regards to that bill?
Yes, we get it from the radical environmental left, which is saying, oh, well, fire is just nature's way of taking care of our forests. Well, I suppose that's true as far as it goes. An untended forest is no different than an untended garden. If you doubt that for a second, just abandon your garden for the next 40 years and tell me what you're going to find. It will grow until it chokes itself to death. It will eventually succumb to pestilence, disease, drought, and ultimately catastrophic wildfire. That is how nature gardens. We hired the Forest Service to do a little gardening before that happens to keep our forests resilient and healthy from generation to generation. We did that very well until these same radical laws made it impossible for us to manage our forests. And the result is our forests are now catastrophically overgrown. We are seeing fires of a severity and frequency that we haven't seen since pre-Columbian times. That's the choice that we have. We can either do the gardening and carry out that excess timber, which not only assures healthy and resilient forests, but also thriving local economies, or we can abandon these forests to environmentalists' benign neglect and watch nature do the gardening.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Congressman Tom McClintock, a Republican who represents District 4, which covers the Motherlode region. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.